It should be on the very first email of the thread.
Here we go. Need all that. Sorry, I'm dumb. Like, I
technology. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's also on your phone, so it's hard to do it on your phone.
It is. I hate doing stuff on the phone.
Okay. Well, I've never chaired this meeting before, so welcome, everybody, to Federal Mineral Lease meeting, board meeting, I guess that's what we call it. You got that ear out, you're recording, we're good?
Yep.
Okay, so on the agenda, well, I guess present, sorry, name who's present or name ourselves. Do we need to do that at all or no? We're good?
Probably take roll call.
Okay. Jim Cheney, vice chair.
Kyle Turpin, board member.
Brian Nielsen.
Ashlyn Sunderland.
And Stacey Lyon.
All right, welcome everybody. All right, first order of business that we will take care of today is we need to approve minutes from prior two meetings, right? November and December.
So, yes.
So the November meeting, I attended. I was here.
I'd make a motion to approve those minutes for the November meeting.
I'll second it. I was here.
Okay, it's been moved by board member Nielsen and seconded by board member Turpin to approve minutes for November. December meeting, I was absent.
We had a quorum. We conducted the business we were required to at the time, at least most of it. I would make a motion to approve the minutes for the December meeting.
Motion made by board member Nielsen to approve minutes in December.
I will second that motion. Kyle Turpin.
Seconded by board member Turpin. We need to do all in favor. We're all.
I support my motion.
There you go. Such a big quorum. All right. Thank you for getting that taken care of. All right. Next up, we need to. And the budget was approved in that last meeting, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Financial report.
All right. So currently we have in our PTAF account $4,386,909.08.
Wow. Rich.
Yes.
For now.
Well, hold on.
I know. So, how the bills get paid.
I know. So prior, we had approved to pay for a truck and equipment for the jail.
Yep.
So we have one last bill for that, and it was for the cage, and it's to Lewis Customs LLC for $980. I also have a bill to pay to the Pyramid for the publication of the resolution to amend it.
Okay.
And it's for $1,682.40. And then I have SSD number one's distribution.
Yes.
So we owe them for fourth quarter of 2023, all of 24, and all of 25, plus first quarter of 26. So you want to know?
That's a big one, yeah.
Yes.
You want to know?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. It's $2,825,674.74.
And this gets them taken care of for all the stuff, like for the road coming up and all of that.
Yep.
Okay.
Up to date.
Up to date.
Yep. It's up to date. Yep, including April, because we didn't get a distribution in April. So,
right.
So with that being said, after all that said and done, we have $1,561,000 left.
And nothing coming in.
Interest.
Interest, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, for March, our interest payment was $14,333.
Oh, that's good.
But that's with the $4.3 million sitting in there.
We show along in a week or two. I'm just kidding. Okay, do we need to approve those all individually?
I think we can do them together.
Okay.
But if you want them individual, I'm happy to.
No, whatever works so that we, I just, you know, sometimes there's people that want to be picky about things. And
right.
Whatever he feels good, I'm good with. So if you want to do them all once, I think that's just as easy.
I would make a motion to approve the finances as reported, including the disbursement to SSD1, as noted, the payment for the remainder on the vehicle for the cage, and for the publication. That one is interesting because that one I think could go either to us or the commission, but
mm-hmm.
I think we're in a position that we can cover that since it benefits both. Were there any others?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. That's my motion, to approve those three items and distribute the funds accordingly.
I'll second that motion. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I do have one more question, though, too. So Kimball and Roberts, is they're coming in 3 weeks to do our the county's audit. Are you guys okay if I have them just do our SSD3 audit as well, since they're here?
I would. So it's not on the agenda, so we can't take action on it.
No, it's not.
We do want to have the audit and be compliant with the audit.
But that's who's done it for the last 2 years.
Right.
So.
They're familiar with our process, mm-hmm. and they've kept us in good graces.
And we've been fine because we've been checked by others, so yeah.
Yes. So I guess I'll allow them to go through our finances again.
Yeah, we probably ought to put that on the agenda for...
We'll put that on the next agenda.
And ratify it next time.
Yep, for sure.
So I do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
You've dealt, and I'm looking at you because you've dealt with the auditors the most, not the auditors that Kimball and Roberts come to look at us, but...
The state?
Yes, from the state auditor office. So we missed the first quarter. So my first question is this a makeup for first quarter, or is this a second quarter meeting and can we just go forward? Do we need another meeting in the second quarter of...
Since we had one in November and December, can one of them count?
Well...
So it's as needed, quarterly...
Or as.
As needed.
Okay, thank you. That was really my question, so...
Yeah, that's the way I've always understood it.
So I would...
So minimum of quarterly or just as needed?
I think it's quarterly
or
as needed. So I think we're okay.
I feel like we are.
So our next meeting could be... in third quarter of this year. So we could look at August or September. And I don't anticipate another meeting being required between now and then. Do you?
There's no more disbursements needed, right?
Mm-mm. And we haven't committed any funds beyond Special Service District number one.
Right.
Quarterly, so.
So if we met in September, we could get our budget prep done. We could see if there are any other requests for disbursement to support our mission with rehabilitation, sheriff's office, and get ready to pass the budget. So,
I am ready for the first year.
Yeah.
Do you a question on the Special Service District 1 distribution? Do you want me to? Can you guys approve that quarterly? Because I would rather get rid of it quarterly rather than to continue to track it and carry it over from year to year.
So, would it be a problem to go? Would it be a problem to not have a meeting between now and September with that consideration? We're not going to have any income, so
no.
It won't be a distribution.
No, it'll. But we'll have to distribute SSD1, their money.
Oh, correct, because it still funnels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So will they need us to meet between now and September?
Unless you guys are comfortable doing it by email. Brian's good at responding, nobody else is.
I'll respond.
Not to approve.
I will do that,
voices.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I did email.
I'm just like, well, I guess they don't want to pay the bills.
I just don't know if I just don't want to overstep anything.
Hey, if it sounds good, be like, hey, I approve. If you have questions, ask questions.
Or you can do some research and make sure that we're not kidding.
So, really, that was my question. What works best in your view?
I don't care. It's
for our
you
next
guys.
Meeting.
It's whatever you guys want to do. I'll adjust accordingly.
Because
if we're just meeting to approve one check,
right?
I would hate to, because I feel like it's a waste of your guys' time.
Well, we're coming in fire season, so I don't know what my schedule is going to be between now and November.
Yeah.
So.
I say we plan a meeting August, September. If there's anything that we need to approve between now and then, send it out.
We can all just hurry and meet and figure it out.
So I do have another question for the group. We've always met in person, which I think is best, especially with this group. It only takes a few minutes, mm-hmm. but with Tom Sorensen not being available other than online, mm-hmm. we probably need to have a guideline established by the board for online meetings.
Online meetings, so we can start getting him in.
And then if we need a meeting and I'm on a fire, I could probably
get on. But if not, at least we have the option to have a quorum, because obviously I could meet online almost any time for sure. So, hey, he can be bailing, hey, and get on his phone.
Yeah, I can, but I can do whatever.
But I would prefer to meet in person if
we
can,
too.
But if...
Yeah, especially when we're doing budget.
Oh, absolutely.
But
how
we need to meet between now and then. So we can't take official action, but we could set a guidance and ratify next time.
I was going to say, can we get something on the agenda for next time to have that put into our bylaws or however that works?
You should adopt a policy.
Yes, adopt the policy.
Electronic meeting policy.
And honestly, I think we could adopt that policy over email.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then ratify it. So
at the meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Especially talking about it on the public record. So.
Yeah. Because then Tom could be involved.
Right.
And then, I mean, Mike, hit and miss. So.
Yep.
He's a character. I love Mike.
Yes. How do you not? We just haven't seen him for almost a year.
Story time for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Anything else that
That's all I had. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Anything?
Well, so like with no income coming in, is there any like people or organizations that depend on this money? Like, are they aware of that? Like,
yeah.
Are they like?
So if you remember from the resolution for
yeah.
our, if we have income, it's to support the jail in their function of rehabilitation. I mean, that's pretty general. And so if they have requests, if not, we push that to the jail bond, which has always been appropriate.
And nice.
Like Stacy brought up, the issue is that from State Tax Commission, the disbursement for SSD1 comes through ours. And so that business has to happen whether we have income or not.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Because that money comes in and then goes right back out. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supposed to.
It comes in a lot, and it doesn't go right back out lately.
Yeah.
Depends on if we get another thing filed with the state auditor's office where we have to stop again.
Yeah, that's
for
that,
no reason.
That's why a lot of this is so backed up, too.
We need,
to
stay in compliance.
And we are.
Again, so
we are, yes.
Payments,
thank you
nothing.
Very much for keeping us in compliance. But
so.
That's why I just want to make sure we have another meeting scheduled. So,
yeah.
Because we struggled last time to set another meeting, do we want to look at September?
Let's look at a date right now.
3rd, 10th, 17th.
I'm going to tell you I'm good for any of those days because I don't have a schedule out that far, so this will come first.
Should we just shoot for September 10th and
yep.
then adjust if we need to?
In September, we're cutting ahead.
Unless you want to do the 1st or 3rd Tuesday of any month, then I guarantee I'm here.
Well, that works for us. We generally did that just before commission meeting.
Okay.
So,
and I've got time before the second, the third Tuesday. I don't. We have quite a few meetings that morning, but the first Tuesday of every month is pretty open.
So that's September 1st.
So September 1st.
Let's plan that.
Okay. And we can do it like at 10 or 9 or whatever. 11.
Well, yeah, whatever.
So.
I mean, you don't want to spend the whole day in Manhattan.
I end up spending the whole day here anyways. That doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you say the time that would work best.
11,
for you.
Is 11 o'clock work or is that too much in the middle of the day? Or okay, let's do 11 o'clock then on the 1st. Yeah, if we can schedule them at the meetings where we're at, then we're not going to miss. It's
right.
going to be a lot better off for sure.
Yep. So I think we want to, Stacy, is that too early for us to have preliminary projections for, I mean, if we still don't have income, we could certainly project.
Pretty easy
yeah.
budget
so
to figure out.
Yeah.
Can we do budget prep 1st of September, or is that too early?
No, I can get it ready.
Perfect.
So as far as agenda items, I'm sure SSD1, payment, budget prep. And then if we ratify a policy for
electronic media or whatever, like however you would say
yeah,
that.
Virtual meetings or however. Anything else you guys can think of?
Ashlyn won't be here for that meeting.
Yeah, Ash, what are you going to do?
Where are you going to be, Ash?
The NICU.
Yeah.
Excited for you.
Thank you.
I still am, my mind is just blown. Still, like,
mine too.
Everything's good though, still.
Yeah, so
awesome.
Far so good.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
What do you do with 4 kids under 2?
Go crazy.
Maybe under 1.
Maybe under 1. Holy crap, I didn't even think about it.
exciting times.
Kyle doesn't know.
I'm having triplets.
Triplets.
Look how excited
he's gonna be.
He's
hard at first, but then you're done.
That's why I said they're gonna ask me. I'm like, guess you're done if you want me.
Too bad Scott's not here. I found out they're all girls.
Wow.
And your firstborn last year was
a girl.
So you're probably not done. I'm the only boy in my family, and I have five older sisters.
Are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, that's fun.
It
was
brutal.
I was just going to see how many dresses did you wear.
I'm still, people ask me, do you wear makeup? I sure am. No, I'm just No, it was...
I remember your sisters whooping you.
Yeah, my sisters were more of the male type of... I mean, they're beautiful girls and they're women, but they're mean. Yeah, I got beat up a lot. Still do. Get made fun of, teased. Because I'm the... chosen child. Golden child is what they call me all the time. I'm like, shut up. Anyway. So, there you go. One more girl and a boy, and you're in business.
Yeah.
It's because you were October last year, huh? Or
August.
And then, so July is,
wow.
Yeah. Very, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they could That's come great. As early as June.
That's so. Right, yeah. I'm not saying that.
Wow.
That's going to be exciting.
I know, Kyle's all excited for you.
Oh, I'm panicky. I'm just oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We had one a year and a half ago. I was hoping for twins.
I hoped for twins until I had our daughter. I was like, one at a time is probably. And we waited 5 years, and it was great. And then we had our last one 2 years after. I was like, why did we not wait 5 more years? This is terrible. They fight and I can't imagine your twins. They probably fight.
But I'll bet they're pretty tight, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Better enemies, best of friends.
Okay. Sorry to get off topic on that.
No, that's perfect. In fact.
So we'll have someone in you'll probably take her place, or do we know what we're going to do there?
We'll probably find someone, huh?
We can find someone.
Someone else up there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. If there's nothing else, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion, meeting's over. Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.